This is very, very uncomfortable speaking tonight as well, because I'm worried about that mother that we all see the past few days tells us clearly that Ein Tzarach will be dealing with Tavasi. The crowd with three people, mom is standing in the rain, it hurts me. I don't think it's royal the path that they should stay in the rain. And they zicha don't need my chavetah here. In Baruch Hashem, we see as mother that we had the summer Beis Hashem. I don't remember it in any other summer Beis Hashem. And walking to the Beis Medrash last night, I was reminded of a story I once heard. Chaim Sholem Zichron Livracha. Chaim, they say over that. The Bracha came to Mir Yeshiva. He was a Talmud for many years. And one year he came as a little spet. He was a spet a few days. And he couldn't find a seat in the Beis Medrash. He went here and said, no, the seat is taken. Here, the seat is taken. And he was a Sikul Baledik. Here he is in Elke Rebacha. He ran to Chaim's house. He was Haimish and Bifachot to the Geichet. And he went to Chaim's house with his Taina. He told Chaim, here what happened, I'm here for my years, and I come to Yeshiva, I can't find a seat, every seat is taken. So Chaim said, told his Gabbai, get my coat and hat. And the Bracha started having karata, but the Mashiach, the Rosh Yeshiva, and all the Yidrei, to go get his hat, to go to fight for his seat. I said, nay, Rosh Yeshiva, forget it, it's not important. So Chaim said, nay, you don't understand, I'm not getting you a seat. When you tell me that the Beis Medrash is full, there's not one seat, there's a half a seat. This I never saw. The emphasis in our Yisraga is to see a full Beis Medrash by all Sadarim, by me is not a Chiddush. I'm not surprised, I don't have to run seats. When I walk into the Beis Medrash, I feel like I'm hit with a yam of Chizik in Limud HaTorah, in Ahavat HaTorah. And I feel vayter that, what should I tell Sin Olam? But then I was miyashiv other Rebbe. After I have a yisoy taka, a taka for zalam or zal oilam, an oilam that's such an oilam of oilam, the taka that is waxing in prayer, maybe in the yisoy that the taka would need. I want to start with a kasha that I'm sure everyone here had the kasha. I don't have ruach hakodesh, but I still want to be sure that it's a kasha every single person had. A simple kasha. What's the derech of Makhtois and learning? What's the derech aliyah? And the emphasis is, if you're alarmed and you think, that the terror to the kasha is that the kasha functs from sun. Who told you every person has to Makhtois and learning? Why can it be that only you raise for 10% or 5%? Melechit says that every person that learns has to Makhtois. I'll tell you a taste of everybody's son. A taste when I heard it first, I didn't believe it. But I checked it up and it's not as a taste. The Gemara is the Ksubis, that's on my base, on my base. The Gemara Gan Tarich, I'm saying, the Kitta Nimit, Tangel, in Yanenu. The Gemara says that famous Meister, Rabbi Kiva, has an Amorit, and he married the daughter of Kalba Tavua, the great Aisha. And Kalba Tavua is very angry. Hayitach and his daughter married an Amorit. They made a neder that she will not have anything for business custom. And a little later, he was miyashiv, maybe made a mistake, kalbasua, maybe he should give them the business custom. So the Gemara says he went to a chacham who graduated with Rabbi Kiva, and he was wanting to be mati neder. Rabbi Kiva said, did you know if you'd be a talmid chacham, would you have made a neder? He goes, no. Okay, mutala. The Beis Inspector, Eisen a Kasha. And a Beis is not a Kasha, Samin, Hashbacha. Beis Inspector, a Shailen Halacha. Beis is, how could Rabbi Kiva be Mata Neda as a Neda? The Halacha is, Ein Paiskan bin Neulad. If you make a Neda, and something happens, which is a Neulad, which happened after that, you didn't, the Chlau, have an Asada, what happened? That you can't be Mata Neda. When Rabbi Kiva went to go learn, He was an Amoraic. He didn't know I was based. I he became a Talmud Chacham. So they said, that's later. That's a Neilad. Well, so that's for making that Matan Nedah. So now you're Zach. You can't be Matan Nedah. This is the fact, Halacha B'Kishayim. Zav Taisis, the verse, I'm reading the words of Taisis. The Ashleim of Zav Taisis, no. The Hacha Loi Chashiv Neilad. He went to Halach L'Beirav. Zav Taisis, you saw the Halacha, that that's not called a Neilad. Because why Zav Taisis? The Derech who's Zav Taisis. The Halach Lil Maid, Shanasa Adam Gadol. You hear what Taisis is saying, Rabbi Yisrael? Taisis is telling us, Halacha L'Maisa, that when somebody goes to learn, and he becomes an Adam Gadol, that's not a Neilad. The Derech who, that's the Derech, that when somebody goes learn, is not the Adam Gadol. Oh, but the plea from Taisis is, you see two pleas then. First of all, you see, or there you say, that even a Ma'arif like Rabbi Akiva, who at 40 years old did no Aleph Beis, that's not Neilad, that's Derech Hu, the Nasa Adam Gadol. Oh, but the Etzem Yisrael, you see, what it means, the Halacha, that when you go to learn, it's Mamish, Ke'ilu Zavtocha, the Nasa Adam Gadol, that's not a Neilad. So here we see Rabbi Yisrael, it's a Yag with the Kasha. So now the Kasha is, if it's not a Derech Hu, the Nasa Adam Gadol, so why don't we see it? What's the secret? What are we missing? That we don't see this Derech Hu, the Nasa Adam Gadol. And I think there's a Hashem, the Yisraelik, and Rashi, the Mishraik. The end of Mishraik, we find the Parsha, the Inyan of the Eishes Chayil. And Kayadua, Pasuk Shad, Rashi learns, the other Shadim learns, it's going on the Eishes Kisera from the Bayis. But Rashi, in the end of Mishlei, learns that the Imam is the last page in Mishlei, actually. He has thought that the whole Mahalach, that Eishes Chayil, new Mahalach, is going on the Torah. Eishes Chayil is the Torah Alein. And the Pasuk says, Tapa Parsa Lo'ani. So Rashi, what does that mean? The Rashi, the verses and Pasukov at the end. Kol Misha Nesiv Atme Aleh Ka'ani. Bohim is Kayemet. The Rashi, you want to know the Yisrael of Atzlach and Nimra Torah? You want to know, Taka, what's the way that Torah is Nimsa to you? So Rashi, in Apo Versa, Misha Nesiv Atme Aleh Ka'ani. It becomes an Ani. What does Rashi mean? The Pasuk you would say means you go to Kailu, you become an Ani. Oh, that's not Rashi meaning, but to clarify. Rashi says, Meisim Atmei Ka'ani. He makes himself an Ani. Vaisa Chayitachis, he could think he's an Oisha. And nobody in Kailu thinks he's an Oisha. It could mean that. Meisim Atmei Ka'ani means he makes himself like an Ani. What does Rashi mean, Rabbi says? Rashi's telling us the secret. But what type of Rashi, what's Rashi's head for? What does Rashi mean? Last for me, there's a Hashem, the Shadow of Zoy. It's in the Santa Gemara, very, very Gemara, it's Hashem. Gemara is in Yuma, that's Chafan and Beis. But if you write Tanar Abanan, Sholeish Koyleish, Hoyachim Mitzoyfa Oyla Vatsoyfa. There are three kailas of the Gemara that go mamish around the world. What's the game in the name is the last one, so I'll speak it out tonight, Beis Hashem. And the Gemara is like, and what's the third? Kail Nishama Nishasha Yotzim in Haguf. The third kail, the kail like a shrei that heard world around the world, is the kail of Nishama HaYotzim in Haguf. Hashtetuch. Pasuk Shad to pass on the thing. What does Gemara mean? The Mashah has a Shad. He learns it means that when a person is Nifta, the news travels. The what the Mashah means, because if that's the case, it should say Koil Kisha Neshama, Koil Neshama Kisha Yaitim in Agov. In other words, it shouldn't say that. The koyel back in the shama, shan the shama yaitim in a goof. What the Gemara seems to be saying is not that it's a koyel that the person died, but it's the koyel in the shama. Actually, the koyel of the neshama, ki'ilu the neshama vein. Why should the neshama cry? What's the neshama crying about? You know, a person, Chazal tell us, a person, the neshama doesn't want to be a fair belt. So now, when the neshama has a chance to run out, why is the neshama crying? What's that gevein that has heard me say for Eilam Vashayfa? There were these two people, they were architects, and had a gevaldig gechush to make things. And they here yoing, they made something, a bridge for the king. It was mamish hafen the fella. The bridge had oifak son mamish velten for the malucha. And the king decided, as Elacha mentioned, and he gave him the grassy schar that's on the shaykh. He said, you two mentioned you'll have a gelegenheit that tomorrow at 12 o'clock you'll go into the king's royal treasury, and all the oites hamelech, all the most wonderful things that a person could dream about are in that oitzah, and you can take out whatever you want in that hour. And what the king was telling him, he's giving them kol hoinga alma oitzah. And there was one person who had a Shrelach HaSoyna. And when this Soyna heard this, that his friend, overnight, was going to come an Oisha Nifla, he couldn't be stable then. He couldn't be stable, his Soyna should have such an Aliyah. He thought of an Eisha. He's waiting by the king, front of the king's palace at 5 to 12, and he sees the person coming along so happily. And he says, Yankel, I heard you had a tremendous tchia, you did so much for the king, we feel it's time to give you honor. You can't let this just go as a, without making up a gevaldige banquet. Such a gevaldige thing you did, we have to give you the right berachas, the right cover. This is my sona. What happened? Sona is giving me cover. Cover, you know, it's against the grace of Shoichas. But listen, I have only an hour left. Hurry up, because I have to go to inside the king's house. Sure, Baba. And he makes a big reception, there's beautiful tables, and there's everything, every good piece of food, and everything that a person dreams about. And then he looks at his watch, okay, I have to go now, it's 12:15. Thank you for our speeches, and how much we have to give you honor. We have to talk about you, what you did. A few minutes, don't worry, relax. Okay, a few minutes he has. And they make good speeches, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, they're nervous, he says, but I have to go, it's almost 1 o'clock, I have to go. Really, you ever hear of a banquet that has good food, has speeches, without dancing, music, Freilach, Lazan Freilach, you have such an aliyah. I have to have a little Freilach type. The person says to me, Soina, is he my Soina, does he really love me? Look at that cover I'm getting, Gavaldic. And it's very ten to one, and he said, but I have to leave right now. What does that matter to you? A banquet, even though we have good food and speeches, and the other achim, awards, a plaque, what are you going to hang on your wall? Yeah, I didn't think of that, my wall. And he makes a speech, and he describes what they were stating in the plaque. And he looks at his watch over his head. Looks at his watch, and it's 1 o'clock. And he gives her a cigarette to get straight in the belt. Oi, Gevalt! What did I do? And sugar. I had a chance to be in the Oita Hamela. And I threw it away for marriage kite. Look what I could have gotten. And the shrine that person had. I bought such an opportunity. I'm such an ar. Can we imagine an Oita? Can we sell this for the star of that person? And you hear from the story, you get so angry, Kamat. Show them what you are! Look what you had! Look what you lost. And you think, if that person was here, I would fiddle the mind, I would read the mind, must have been nigh you. My boyfriend, that's what. That's me, at least. Well, call on a gay or anything. But that's us. Every day in our lives, with 126, we are put into Oita Hanava. And there we can collect Kol Hoyin the Alma. Mamish Kol Hoyin the Alma. So we have in a struggle what it means of our Tayyar. We have in a struggle what it means of Chesed. The ask a person, you know, what's the greatest thing you own? A person plays car, stereo, some people say dog, no, that's an Ayah Zachanberg, the dog, you might say they have it. But nobody realizes that the most important thing that they have, the tightest desire that they have, is the Leben Aleinu. It's life itself. The Mishnah says, Yofa Sha'acha Sha'kayat Rach, Boilam Habo, Yoisa Mikol Chai Oilam Hazeh. And we imagine once before, that means what the Zephyr says, that a little smell of Oilam Habo is more than all the Tainugim and the Taivus that was Shaykh since Admarish until today, all in one. That's Yafa Sha'achat for Oilam Habo. Just even a Koyot Ruach. So what's the greatest Zachar by saying? Oilam Habo, Koyot Ruach, right? Amen. The Zelda Mishnah says, Yafa Sha'achat for Oilam Hazeh, Yoisim Likol Chai Oilam Habo. So the Ein Zach, this one thing that's bigger than Kol Chaye Olam Hazeh, than Kol Yisroch Olam Haba, and that's Shor Achat for Olam Hazeh. That's what a Shor Achat on this belt is. Or we could two life with a Shor Achat. You can't two life with the Gans Olam Haba. A mitzvah, we forget, Rabbi said we forget what it means a mitzvah, my shorah, and you didn't call me a mitzvah. There was an apikoyis who once came to a gadol, and he said, you know, you are toyis, sheker, pastor shalom, it's not emet. The gadol said, mechatek, what do you say, man? He goes, you know, it says in Krishna, as good as I do, that desartem, vavaratem, alihim achedem, if I'll go, a person will go, and he'll go, dinah, vayuzara, vishachavitam, what's going to happen? He won't live, he won't have panasa, he won't have a mashpacha gonis. And I don't do any mitzvahs. I do everything what I want, and I have a lot of money. I have gevaldi kavod, I have fame, I have power, I have a gevaldi shena family. What's with the Torah? What's with the mitzvah Torah? So the God turned to him and said, you know, it seems to me you might have said Krishna once in your life. I don't think of that. How do you know that? You can call me a Pasuk in Krishna, some you know. But you know why you have everything? That's because that's Krishna you said once. And if you would mitzvah your time, and you would do more mitzvah, think how much more you would have. And think how much more you're losing. That's what a Sha'achat Ba'ilam Hazeh. That's what a Sha'achat Ba'ilam Hazeh is. That's in one mitzvah. The Welt sagt, it's a treife Welt, it's a schlechte Welt. But I tell you, Rabbi, it's a lichtige Welt. It's a meuridike Welt. It's a world of opportunity. Nosodot, Ezlecha Naronim, and make it a treife Welt. That make it a schlechter Welt. Over the Welt of the Reitzik is these. The Yofa Sha'achat, that's what the world really is. That Olam Hazeh, Sha'achat Olam Hazeh is Yoyse Mikol Chai Olam Haba. It's not a schlechter Welt, Hashem. That's Tayyid HaLichtig in them. But the problem is, Hashem, like everything else, We forget what it means, Asha'acha. Simon Swab ran the Wittenstein. Der Obermeister, der war in Israel in Baltimore. He was called to the hospital, he got a phone call from the hospital. It was a Yid in the hospital that was dying of tuberculosis. And he asked that the rabbi of the city should come and be with him in his last moments. Shimon Schwab, that's it, as he was, he ran there right away. And he sees a person lying there, Taka, dying of tuberculosis. And the person starts telling him, you know, I grew up in a religious family. I lived in Vienna. And I started slowly but surely, I gave up different things. Until I just entirely didn't keep the title. And then Rav Shimon writes, and I can say, he says it over. It started to cough terribly. And then the nurse ran in and goes, no, I want you to go out. And then Rav Shimon writes, and he started to scream. Because Rav Shimon writes that when he hears, whenever he thinks about the story 50 years later, he begins to tremble. And when he thinks about the story, that the person started to scream, and he called out Hashem's name, Mamish, the Meluyoy, and Rav Shimon said, you could see he was talking to Hashem directly. And he screamed out, as he was coughing, he said, Hashem, I was the greatest sinner. Now, how can I appear before you? And he said, I had everything in the world, but now I realize that no, it wasn't worth it. I made the biggest mistake. And he started coughing to Shimon. And Shimon Schwab said, okay, I'll come back tomorrow, I see if I'm fine now. And the end of the story is on the gay, but anyhow, I'll tell you that the Schwab got a phone call the next day that he has to come to the Levaya this year. And every time you think about it, this story is a ganz schmutz of herself. Here you have a person that every time in the world had everything mamish, but then the shas yitzias neshama, he realized the chuskai of the dam. And he didn't do a stam because the last minute, why not? Now Schwab says he was an emes of al tshuva. Because at that moment he was makir. He was makir his toys. And you think about it. Imagine his chalapa. Imagine the feeling he had. Imagine the sorry he had. He had wasted away his entire life. And we hear this story in Baruch Hashem Hashtetach. We think the story is on the gate to us. Baruch Hashem, the cemetery mitzvah. We look at Miriam of Alayla. But the emes is, the nekuda of his mistake is a mistake we all make. Because a sha'achat, if you're a sha'achat for Olam Hazeh, isn't it the greatest shad to throw away a sha'achat in our lives? Isn't it the same mu'udash and yachal asakin to waste away a day, a month, an hour, a week? If Chazal told us the value of a sha'achat, and we go and waste it, isn't that the result of Yisrael? Don't you think that we'll have the same exact agmat nefesh? Look what I gave up. Look what I had in Oitza, being the Oitza HaMelech for Nach HaShah. But I didn't look today. Says in the Galiot, in the Gan Mechaim Lebracha, Sicha, that he told one to Talmidim, to Tama Toi V'yafa La'odam Shehu B'Olam Hazeh. Be good to this. How wonderful it is to a person when he's Olam Hazeh. And he says, you know why? Im Yava Ya'odam La'olam Haba V'yavadu She'inichu Lo'im La'asai Oiv Mitzvah Achas. He comes to Olam HaEmes and then that the good this is what a Sha'achas is. What a mitzvah achas is, not a mitzvah achas. Oh, beschaid is of the goyim, yiten chelik gadol mi'olam haba shaloi. He's willing to give up a chelik gadol of his olam haba, and then he knows what olam haba is. Today, he just knows machshava. Then he knows it's a poyel. And he's giving it all away Cricket has got mitzvah achas, not mitzvah achas, but mitzvah achas. That the going la yuchel b'shum oifim. A ken b'shum oifim. That's the shivit of a shah achas, or of even of a mitzvah achas. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the most valuable thing we have? Isn't it our time? Isn't it our life by itself? How much we get to waste with our lives, b'chlal, with the sha'achat, b'frat? The famous Maisa, from the Goyim Dechayim Levracha, said the Shas immediately started to cry. And they asked him, what are you crying about? He said, to leave this tire of belt, such a precious world, for a few kopecks, a few pennies, can make mitzvah tzitzis. But he said, Mi lanu gadol from the Vilna Gaon, who's mezumen lechaya olam haba. Who can we imagine a person that was a blesser olam habonika in the Vilna Gaon? What was he crying about? Didn't he fadin enough? Didn't he have a big enough chedik olam haba? That's our mistake. We forget what it means, the Shah Achaz Olam Hazeh, that it's Yoyse Mikol Chaya Olam Haba. And Rabbi said, who is a bigger maven to realize what it means, Toiv Yoyfa Olam Hazeh? Who is a bigger maven to realize what it means, the Yoyfa Shah Achaz, if not the Neshama itself? Where the neshama was put down in this treasure, was heit olam hazeh, and the neshama was sent here to collect these diamonds, these mitzvah umaitim toivim. Who's a bigger maiden to realize what a mitzvah is, what a bar toir is, what a chesed is? Who's a bigger maiden than the neshama itself? And who's a bigger maiden to realize what he lost? Who's a big amazing to give away the krech she'en kamayu? Oy vey, what did I do? Who's a big amazing than a person with neshama? Who cries out starker than the neshama of a yid? Oy, ich hab verspielt. But now it's too late. I was so silly. How can I appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this? Avadim in a Shema does not want to come down to this world. Oh, when a Shema realizes it has to go with the Nechisei HaKadosh with something. And to go back empty handed? Or to go back packed halfway? How the Bakan, like we say? Who's a bigger maven to realize that tzar? It's not the Neshama itself. It's even a Chayta. A brother Chayta called Yomav cries out to say, Yomav, I was a great sinner. How can I appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Don't you think the Kol HaNesham is going to be so much starker? Don't you think the Gevein will be a Gevein that's Nishma Mikol Zayfa Olam HaZayfa? Isn't it going to be a Gishrei Zayin Kamayu? I was here on this Lichtige Welt with Oizis all over and I verspielt. I wasted it. The Nesham, which is Kula Ruchni, realizes what it means in Meluyai Yafa Sha'achat Ba'ilam HaZeh. And I think by the Hashem, that's the chat in the Gemara in Yuma. Poshet Gemalayim Poshet Shem. That when someone has to leave a person's guf, the koil is go Misayfa Olam HaZeyfa. Oy, Gevau. What did I do? But now it's too late. If a person will give koil, Chayla Gadam Olam HaBoz HaTzigayim, too late. That's the koil, that's nishma, and it's pasha to verse. The koil, nishama, b'shasha yoytim in agos. That's the koil. The Chavit Chaim for Gal Mozogin, at the Gresset in the Chesma was that Gebel Asud Lovay, like a left on a chesed. A voice that has a dog from a chop of chayim. The biggest avo a person can do if you live without a chesed. What should be our chesed, Rabbi Yisrael? What should be the chesed of Bnei Torah? Was gefunden sich an a yeshiva in such a gewaltige machen kodesh. What should be our chesed that we should live with? I think the Yisrael is this Yisrael. To realize, to be machshiv zman, to realize what it means shu'achat b'olam hazeh, to realize hametoy v'yofa b'olam hazeh, to realize we're in a oitza, and the more we have, the lucky will be. I had it the hair today. You go in every yeshiva, in every makam they have, in makam tzipa, they have a bulletin board. And what's that from bulletin board? I lost my pen. Today I saw I lost my soda, and I never saw. And people lose things, they put up signs. Please help me. At least why don't we see a sign? I lost my life. Or I lost an hour of my life, or a day of my life, a week of my life. How much is a pen worth? 39 cents, $2, a pocket, $2, fine, at the end of the day. How much is Sha'achas worth? Why don't we see a sign, I lost my week, help me find it? Why? Because a sign won't help. Nobody ever got back his time. Like the Ebenezer said, it's so stark, and it's a guy to remember this, the Ebenezer, the Gedolei Rishonim, Adam Doyig Al Ivan the Mainai. A person worries, I lost my pen. But the Ainai Doyig Al Ivan Yama. You don't see him crackly, I lost my week. I lost a day. So up to Ebenezer, but what a pella. What a pella. Domov Ainam Oizen. Oizen. Domov, don't help. Right? Kilobi, my soy, kacha coil. Geld is gone as ver, then always be gone as ver. Yomav, Levin, don't come back. We look for things that ain't amoizrin, and we forget about things that ain't chayzrin. Azar Pella. That's why we don't see signs hanging up, I lost a week, I lost a day. Okay, the kashas are entered. Of the whole group of kashas. Why, Tasha, do we waste our time? Why do we come to a matzah that we have to ask it, Tasha, I should have put up a sign, I lost a week. Why do we come to this Ezra Matzah? Because we forget what a Sha'achas is. We forget what it means, Tamatoi V'yafa Ba'olam Hazeh. We think, Baruch Hashem, we have on this world, on this time, 90 years, 80 years, everybody will be Mayakam V'shanim. We're great Hashem! A pen? I lose it. Okay, but my years, I have 120 years. So one day, make a calculator, how much is that garnished? Oh, but that's the of our toy. That's the nekuda that so many people waste away their lives. Ain't a chanam with a great ashirim. But how much we have the two ways? And what say? The Alsha HaKadosh is a Mori Dikizah. We find, we see today, the Meish Naseinu Be'am Shivim Shana, the Gehura Yishmayim Shana. Back to Alsha HaKadosh, he started the Torah, he lived 900 years, he lived 800 years, and even a little later, 150 years, 175 years, why are we getting cheated? From 800 years to 150 years, and now we're 70 years. But the Ashach Kodesh, you know why? Because the Rabbi Shalom saw we waste our time. If we have 800 years, we'll waste the first 799. So he gave us 70 years. Here you have it. That's all, not more, not less. This is what you need. You have the Tzimtzum, the Diyak Vizal Duzar. And I heard him right because there. When you say the Pasuk, you may say Abraham Shivu Shana. How do we first say that? They're a booster, right? In other words, you go to Chasana, it's 5 hours. You go on a vacation, it's a week or 2 weeks. But this world, Shivim Shana. Of a poof for a cat. The Shivim Shana are Matsumtsum, Gimastin, Doctor! That's what you mean for your ticket on FS. The palms on his limb said over, Doc, and he said he's afraid to say it over, but I'll say it anyhow, so I'll follow in his footsteps and I'll do the same. He's saying, God, and he's saying, Chalkeinu b'sayah secha. What does that mean, Chalkeinu? So if the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Zayin Sefer Halacha, so if the Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, every person has a certain chelek in Torah, and he's given that amount of years to finish it. And Chas V'Shalom, so if the Rav, if you don't finish that chelek, you have to come another time, as a Gilgul. And we think, you know, when you're a kid, you think Gilgul, wow, second chance, a double. Oh, but the greatest star is a Gilgul. We have years in this world between the Sfanta Gazun Tiyarin, over those years on the Tsum Tsumim. Each day has a taklis. And each day has to be Mutsoi. Rabbi Aaron Taitin, Limnai Tiyamenu, Keno Ida, Vinogi Babab Chachma. Zot Yabarin, what's the way to become to Chachma? How is it there, Taka Vaksoi? Limway she has net Yemenu. When a person sails peg, he counts his days. Nachatotz of action. Nachatotz of steigen. I found days by Hashem that Ebenezer off on earth to kill him. Mama says the same, he says. He types the psukim, the whole fiddle, that fiddling, to kill him, the fiddle of the mercy, he types it murdy. Kalina shenei kumai hagea, our days go by so fast. And then he says, what's up, Limway she Yemenu? So if Ebenezer, what is Kain Hoida? Kidera Hoideli Hashem Kitsi. Kain Hoida means tell me. What's the question? Tell me. Say Manu Leva Das Limit Yamenu. Give us the Seichel. Give us the Seichel to count our days. Why? By times of Ebenezer, Sheneda Shemishpora Ma'at Yia. Our days are limited. And then, the Novi Bekebenu Oivanu Vavav Chachm. That's the Yisoy, we're looking for the Yisoy Atzlacha. If we're looking for the, how is the ghost of Nasa Odom Gadol? The Yisoy is the Oysenus in the sight. The Yisoy is to count the days. I want to ask you a simple side. You have two people that decide on going together with their own car on a trip. They're going from New York to Toronto in the government. And one gets there after 8 hours, whatever, 9 hours, and one never gets there. How do you understand that? Why is it that one got there and one didn't? The simple terrible thing, why do you see the car? And when you pull out of the driveway, you starve, right? That's the Deutsche terror to say so. But I mean something more than this, I believe. Let's Neman, they have the same car and the same gas and they speed the same and all of the Zelbaka. And everything is mamish the same. Why should it be one the gas and one doesn't? And you'll ask the person, Shlomazel, what happened to you? Did you get lost? I didn't get lost. You told me to follow the highway. I followed the highway, it's black and it has white things in the middle and the signs, gas. I did everything you said. You ask him, but when you went on the highway, you turn left or right? Turn right. That's your mistake. One mistake, one turn. And he started going right to Sikrach and right to Sikrach. And mama, she went the opposite direction. I think this is a people must have to. I've been delighted to be receiving enough years that I could say this. I've seen this. In Beit Medish and now in Kailu, I see a Zach that Mamish a pattern. If it's Mamish, you could call the Shas. I see it here in Ashraga also. You have two Brachim, the Brachim between the lights, it's not a gay. Two Balabatim, it's not even a gay who it is, but there's two, take two people. They have the same Kishon, they have the same Chinuch, they have the same Abayim, the same Chaveirim, and everything that they Mamish go through life the same. They burn the matzah on paper, and it comes through with eight blitzes. Everything, the traditional Jewish people, and everything is mamish. Think glad kosher cholav yisrael. All those things is over there. And then you see one is vaccine and vaccine, and one is not. What's the story? What's the wrong turn? Where did he go wrong? He had everything, he had the same rebbeim. If he's a chavayim, he has no rebbeim. I can understand. But the same Rebbe and the same yeshiva and the same chinuch and the same mesiras l'Torah, and he cries by the old Lila and Kippur Davin and Yeshiva Shemachim. Why is it that one vaccine and one doesn't? He said his limla and main is Kenai God. If one is mashal the time, then he'll find time to learn. He'll find the time to vax. And the emissary, you see this b'chush gomer, a bracha has said this. But one finds time, and one doesn't find time. When you're a chassan, there's new tears. But those that are mashal the time, they find time to learn. And you get married, and you have oil of anisha, it's even harder. But you see the same pattern. When it comes to a cutoff point, where one has to see, am I going to lose business with my child? To find time to vax. The little person, I don't have time. And Kehena will come about a boss, we'll have children, the Kehena and the Kehena. It's the same Yisoy. Yisoy, Yisoy, Yisishka. Write down my words tonight, and you'll tell me in 5 years, when you get older, that I was right 100%. The Yisoy of Hatzlacha is nothing more than losing 90%. You'll see that B'chush Gadol. That is mamish fact. And a shtel tukhai is in every day in a person's life. When one can't learn because I'm too busy, the second person in the same matzav could learn. Because one was in the machana himself. One trained himself, he taught himself. The time is less than matana. One taught himself, kama toy v'yafa ba'olam hazeh. Avada, when a person is married, is serious. How does a person find time? Why is it the same clothing about the same amount of children and the same panasa? Why is it one box and one dozen, Rabbi say? I'm telling you, Pasha, you see it, you'll see this for chush. Because one was a mechanic himself. I don't want to waste my time. And when you don't waste your time, you find time. When you do waste your time, there's never time. And in every matzah, it's like a cancer. When you get older, it grows with you. The one turn, it's only one turn. It's a person's attitude. It's a person's sugan to realize what time is. There's a claw with a tug. When a person feels, Ich bin arim, I'm poor, I need it, I need to learn, I don't have time, I have to chaper rein. But Moshe Zechar Nevacha, they say that when he used somebody would bother him and he felt it wasn't important, he'd say, I'm going to be such an amaranth if you don't leave me alone. What do you want from my life? Moshe, when he was this, he finished Shas, and how many times he finished Shechonorach, he was worried about being an amaranth, and we think it's a guzma, but it's not. Because he made say Sayyidam Shiv Mushana, we have time, with time we need it. We have no time to kill. And I think that's the Pashto Pshat that Rashi mentioned. What's talking the story of Hatzlacha? When is the Torah opened its cup? When is Kappa parsed? When does the Torah give itself? The Ani, the Rashi, what does it mean? Misha Mesim Atme Aleka Ani. I'm poor, I need my time, I can't waste it. Wasting time, wasting life. How can I do that? When somebody feels that he has to have the taklis, he has a mission, he has time which he wants to miss it out, then the Torah gets to him with them. And you'll see, I think it's Pashat of Shatan Rashi. And you'll see it in each person in his own life, based on Hashem. When a person looks like this guy, then he'll find time. And then it'll be zaychah to the gevaldige matana of limud haTorah. But if somebody has no chashivus haTorah, of time, that's chas v'sholom, din derech hanafilu chas v'sholom. When is Torah given over? The misha meisim atmi leko ani. I am not a rich man. I only have 70 years, not 1,000. How could I waste my time? Rabbi said, zizicha b'adboru kichama, the story of Hatzlacha is looking like the side. And I want to say something very clearly. We talk about looking like the side. I don't mean the chlal, staying up late at night, and ganze necht, and meis leitzen, and limud haTorah. I don't mean a person to become a hermit, a yoytze doyfen, can't talk to anybody, has no time. That's for yechidim, for gedolei Torah, but it's not for the chlal. I don't mean a person to stop playing ball and stop talking with chaverim. I'm chas v'shalom, that is not b'chla what I mean. That's a hechshe mitzvah, or maybe best in love, a mitzvah alayim. I want to be marach more, but I see it fade already. What I'm talking about, Rabbi Say, is the time of the Sazara. The time when you, anyhow, you're sitting in front of the Gemara. Why waste the time? How could you waste the time? Do you realize that a person's been mastered? The Sazara here in Ashraga, our Shavu Lechol Nefesh, Hamaisis, Maisifalai, if the Sikha Chaitav, Havila Bracha. I'm talking about the story of the Siddur and the Shiva. Those are the times that everybody has, and everybody can look today. And it's such a shud. It's such a shud. We look at that Narishan architect and say, Shaita, what you are! An hour in the Oizan Melech, and you threw it away for Narishan. Isn't it the same Pasha, no? Don't we have the same Tfiya? An hour in the Oizan Melech, a Yatisha Achaz Ba'ilam Hazeh. And we train for Narishkeit? Isn't our Gishrei the same Gishrei that that meant? I had everything and I gave it up for Narishkeit? The story of Atzlacha is literally the site that we have for learning. And especially now, in these summer days, when I've seen this bechus, I've heard from parents, I've heard from bachim, that these are the times that are so mesugel for atzlacha. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard from both from parents and from bachim that the atzlacha they had here in our shaga, they had more than any yeshiva. And what's the pshat happen? Why should it be like that? This is a makam, a camp. The pashat, the state of the grace of pshatim, being in such a makam kadosh. A makam from Atzmada, from Bachurim, Bachuri Chemda. The Fashtaita Chagavalda Gesiyua, having Rebbeim like we have. That's Zichah the positive sense. I think there's something key for him. Chazoik, Zay Shtag, Amoyim the Chazoik. They have become of Char Kulam. The story of Atzlocha, especially in these Shvera tags, in this tag when there's so much batala, where is there a time that's more nebuch, which is more, so much riffing at Torah? Where is there a time in the year, Rahman al-Islam, when there's so much bittul Torah, and Havai should only be bittul Torah? Although, at least that's what bittul Torah is, that's so shchiach today. When a person is amoyt v'chazoyt and a shtartach, that's where that tzlocha lives. The Bell son, I heard from a doctor from the bank of also, why did Kiveiga Zoich at the beat of Kiveiga? Because in his shtetl where he lived, there were very few learned in Torah. And the Ashvah from Torah came down, and there was nobody there to take it. Kiveiga was a Moshe Chazoich. He stood up, Nich Nemes. Indeed, the Kufis, Adi Abba, we have the Shvera Matzav in the summer months, when a person is mischazing, when a person takes in the time and looks at the race properly, when he realizes what the Shah Achas is, when he realizes what Tamatoyin the Yafan and Deir Lichtig Gan Eden called our Shraga, that's when you have a Siyait in the Shnaya. And then we just lach Tifa Bemis. The Gemara in Brachet says Torah is one of the Zachen that is Nikdis to Yisurim. Yisurim does not mean Rabbi Say being in a concentration camp under your bed learning the Gemara. The Gemara types, what does Yisurim mean? When you put your hand in your pocket, you're taking out a quarter and instead of a penny comes out, that's Yisurim. Yisurim means Mishtreng Zichonabit, so it's a little hard. What does that mean, Yisurim of it? Yisurim is, it's a little hard and a person sells a chsu. Thus, Zvara, that's Nichol in the Gemara, that Torah is Nichol in Yisurim. It doesn't mean Yisurim of it, Zafka. It means any kind of shveritaiten, any kind of maniyah that we have. And when we've got that maniyah, first mikdat tzlacha. And the emesis to summer months are atak amol get shver, amol tat, amol a person who fashpilt, and amol with the ruach, the zman is at it, the zman of bittul, and he thinks my chavetach is in the other camp, and he's not learning at Reisachar, and I'm learning at 3 hours instead of 7, vasa day shlech. That's a chenik on the Yisurim. Or the dark lifts the atzlacha. That's where Torah's nickness. And if we see some atzlacha in this mocking b'fran, or in the summer months b'chlal, and it's all over Beis Hashem, if we see why a person learns here Pishnayim, what he learns in the city, is this Gemara of Torah Nidus B'Yisurin, Amar Shver Taker, and we have in the Sayyim, of realize, look what I can get. Here's where the Atzlochi is. I'm not giving in. I'm not like Yedda Architect. I'm not going to be a Nara thrown all the way for the Aristotle. And believe me, I always say this, but I'll say it again. When I see a person wasting his time, I don't get angry. I feel like crying. Show them what you are. What are you giving up? What are you giving up? For Nara's type, I feel mamas like crying from Rachmanis. What are you doing to yourself? Chazal say, you give him a lot and he throws it away. How about if you give him a sha'achas in Olam Hazeh? Is there a bigger shaita? We have to remember what it means to Zman, what it means Nutzing Eis to Zman. And I want to leave you a machshava that I had. If you even only remember this machshava, it's showing Yan Tzot. The B'chaim once said a maitza, Almana, and a poor Almana had a few kinderlach in the house, and she came home one day with an egg. And the kinderlach was, the mamas, they were aniyim, kefirlach, and they started jumping, ooh, an egg. You can have eggs for breakfast. The mother goes, Nene, you don't understand. We're not eating this egg. We're going to take this egg, we're going to bring it to our neighbor who has a farm, and we're going to make it from this egg to grow out a chicken. And now they're even more excited. You mean chicken for breakfast? And they were so happy, they're like, it was murdered. They never jumped an egg, but now chicken. Nene, you're making a mistake. We're going to take this chicken, and from this chicken, we're going to make more eggs. Now there's a gun to come. The egg, the chicken back there, so why can we start? You're making a mistake. You're getting confused. We're going to take these chickens, and we're going to have so these eggs, I'm sorry, and we're going to make so many chickens. Spice them with the chicken, with the egg. You don't say, hey, wait, let me finish. What are we having? Eggs, chickens, what? We're going to take these chickens, and we're going to buy cows. Wait, what's with cows, chickens, together? Wait, let me finish. What's it? Cows. We're going to have milk. So can we have the milk? No, I know it. What's going to do when we have chickens and cows? What's tuta? So if you're not, you don't understand. If you wait and take this egg and let the egg go to a chicken and from chickens bite the egg and from eggs to chickens and then to cows, you know what you can have after you have a cow? You're going to have flesh. You're going to have milk. You're going to have leather for leather belts, for Sazay. You'll have mamas come home the armor. Mamas so to drape, what took up, but the mice was so happy. And one of the kinder were playing. And the mother, by mistake, she got so angry, she took the egg and she threw it at the kids. And the mama started crying the kids. And the child says, Mommy, don't feel so bad. It's only an egg. What's an egg? It was not what you are. It was an egg. But look what we could have had. We could have had Kol Hayim D'Alma. We could have had eggs with chickens, with meat, with milk, with leather, without zinc. With that, the vibe of that, where I threw away, I didn't throw away an egg. I threw away Kol Hayim D'Alma. The emphasis is, every person is benched with Azah egg, Azah Yisrael of Atzlacha. What is Yisrael of Atzlacha, Rabbi Yisai? Yisrael of Atzlacha is a person's life. It's Taka, you look at young Bacha, what is me, who am me, Ani, Ma'ani, Vasfinich, I'm Lacha Bacha. And you're right! At that point, a person is so small, I won't call a person an egg, but that's the Nimshel. But what happens? And the Baruch Shem gives a person in his life different matzav that he could vax. When a person's a malabas, he has a malarav that will pick him up. But what's legayel in yanenu? The yameha yeshiva. These are the grass for yisoyin of atzlacha. This is from what vaxes ois as asheyna peri vateis. Odom gadol. These days, when a person feels like a little bit, or if he waits, if he has patience and has that, and what's talking to you, a person has a mol, he has a gewaldige chava, a mol, he has a gewaldige rebbe, that's mashpia gewaldig, a mol, he has a tzviva, the tzviva makes a veration on him, of a mol, the person gets a person, a matnas chinam, and he has all of it. He has good to chaveirim, and he has good to rabeirim, and he has good to tzviva, and a mokum kodesh. That's the seed we've given, that we've given to in these next few weeks, Beis Hashem. This is the start of Hatzlacha. From this can always back to, like I said before, from a good summer comes a good winter, and then comes another good winter. And from this little seed, was hey, she looks like a tegan or a shraga. That's the seed that waxes and waxes and waxes, Beis Hashem, until it's then, not to Odom Godom. Don't take it and throw it away. Because you're not just wasting a sha'achas, which is kefarlach. You're not just wasting a wasama achas. But this is the yisoid of our slacha. Rabbi said, the yisoid, if we want to know why taka, how do we see this nasa adam gadol, if we have to realize the chashivas of zman, to realize what it means a sha'achas, a seida achas, and taka, if we'll look like the tzayt, then taka will all be zoycha to see a derakim of places of haylach lomay the nasa adam gadol.
Brian Westman.
Beautiful, but it could be a gewaldige korban. And what's the nekuda?
What gives a person to Simchas Achayim? Like Tzvonimah says in Mishlei, Kemoisi Mois Achayim. When a person finds Torah, a person finds Levin itself. And the MS, look at Yid and they say, you know, how do you live a life without pleasure? How do you live a life without a TV and without videos and without go-karts and all these Achim? How do you go through life without pleasures? And what I think you ever, if a guy ever asks you this question, tell him this story. Somebody came to his friend's house, and this friend was a big Oisha, and this friend said, come to me, I want to show you what I have. So this poor person was imagining himself, what could this person show him already? He's showing him, come find the Alma. He takes him into the bathroom, Rabbi said. And the person is wondering, what's happening in the bathroom? He's going to show me his treasure. And he runs right to the medicine chest. And the poor person says, where's your treasure? He's showing me, wait, let me show you. He opens the medicine chest, but you see what this is? This medicine, if I ever have a heart attack, which I have very often, I take it, and it's so expensive, but it works gewaldig. The next thing, he said, look what this is. This, if I ever have a stomach ache, which I always have, look what I have, this medicine works in wonders. And this is for diabetes, and this is for my, for blood circulation, and shows him a whole box of medicine. Every medicine that a person needs, he has it, and it's the best quality. And he touched the Chavim Boyach, you see what I have, you see how lucky I am? And the friend says, show you what you are. You're sick. You need medicine. I'm not sick. I don't need all this. We're so inventing that Yerushem to Beishat, Yerimachsa, Lireyav, and we say Vaisa, that Barashi Hashem lo yachsu l'chol tayiv. Tadikim elecha yidim b'nei kare lo yachsu l'chol tayiv. And the guy might ask us, is that true? Do you have tayiv? Do you have a video? Do you have a TV? Do you have all these wonderful pleasures? You don't have kol tayiv, lo yachsu kol tayiv. You know what the answer is? Only if you're sick. If you have an empty life, if you have a life of chayshach, you need medicine. The medicine is a video and a TV and all these things. But Barashi Hashem, those that look for Hashem, those that look for Hashem, even the smallest amount, to be tayin in the Tam of Torah, the Tam of Yiddishkeit, they're not missing the Chol Tov. Why? Because they're not sick. They don't need this medicine. And they have Chol Tov. And the truth is that in my experience in Ashrada, when I learned one thing, the most important thing I learned, especially this summer, that I realized that Ashrada is the happiest place on the world. B'li Shaila, B'li Guzma. We don't have the greatest Yashmi, and we have gone foot, or maybe less than gone foot, whatever. But we are the luckiest people on earth. B'li Guzma. We, Baruch Hashem, we see the beauty of Levin, we see the beauty of Yiddishkeit, the beauty of a Torah, and this is a gewaltige Chizuk that every summer I walk out with, and it takes me through a very cold, dark winter. This Yisrael of Lo Yachsu L'Chol Tov, we have the best 11, the best 11, the Shens 11, the most Fadenigin. Like one Tzaddik says, after learning the Shabbat Gemara, I can't believe I'm going to get Olam Haba for this. The Olam Haba of Devel, this is what we have, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the emes. The fire teaches you that some things are so beautiful, that some things are so chayshah. We're living in a world, Rabbi Yisrael, if you know that the biggest profession today is psychiatry and then psychologists. People with all the tithes, all they have is chayshah and chayshah and more chayshah. Statistics show that in our time, the past 30 years, there's the highest suicide rate there ever was in the geschichte of menschlichkeit. And there's so much geschmack, there's so much taiva, there's so much drugs and all these things. So why is it that there's so much suicide? And why is there so much mental krankheiten? The politics of now, they're realizing the emptiness, the kushkeit, the narishkeit, the chasarin and leaven of a person running after taivas. We, B'nai Torah, we run after taivas also. The emes taiva, the taiva of Torah, the taiva that the David HaMelech says, and this is the lesson of the campfire, the fire of Brent and Ashraga, the Shemkai, the Oyha Torah. This is the beauty of, this is the lesson we take out of the campfire. And I think that's the lesson why Ashraga is not called Eish Shraga. Because Eish always has a chisaran. Eish can be a maila and a chisaran. Ashraga is kulei maila. Ashraga is kulei or without any chisaran. And maybe Nachanakuda, Or if you know a little bit from science, light, it has different colors in it. There's 6 or 7 different colors in every bit of light. And together it forms a beautiful color. Our shaga, the aura of shaga, is also the same. Everybody has their own dach. This one's in fasa, this one's in avayda, this one's in tefillah and taira. But it all combines to form a beautiful aura. An aura that you don't see the different colors. It's all one aura. That's the lesson, the Musa Haskell, of the aura shraga, of the campfire, which is Hainu Hach. Aura shraga is campfire. Hope with you this lesson. Hope you did this Musa Haskell that Mosaicha 2 months to spend in a Ganesh Natachtan to see the beauty of Torah. You walk into Beit Medrash, you realize this is life. First, here I found Chaim, Moitzoi Motza Chaim. Yankov Glinsky said over once, and with this I'm going to close, that they made a Gevaldig Siyum in Tel Aviv in a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. These Bachim, these Baal Tshuva, finished their first Masechta. And a journalist, newspaper reporter, came to there. And he interviewed one Baal Tshuva and said, listen, you're making a Siyum, but you know, you just barely learned anything. You have boys in Yerushalayim learning Yom V'Laila. Who's on a bigger Madrega? Who's better? You, that you look as if on one Masechta? For those boys that learned Gan Shas already? For Baal Tshuva, listen to that father of Baal Tshuva. He says, those boys are bigger than us. And the person was shocked. He thought he would say, me, we worked so hard. He goes, no, they're bigger. He says, why? Why do you say that? He goes, because me, I went through every taiva in the world. I went through every, what I thought, every geshmat, everything possible to give me a simchas achayim. And I realized the puskaira, but I realized the emptiness. When I sit and learn, I realize that this is the real life. I realize this is the only life. This is the only Fagunigan. I don't get a schar for learning. For me, it's the only thing. Those boys in yeshiva, they're sitting and learning, but they think that there's a world out there with so many pleasures, and we're giving it up. They're bigger, because they are being Maisa Nefesh, thinking there's a different world. But Rabbi said he made a big mistake, that person, that Baal Tshuva, because it's not true. A Ben Taira who is Zaycha to the smallest town in Taira, realized that even if there's a world out there with all the Taivas, he might see Matza Chayim. That's the real Geshmak. That's the real Chayim. That's the real Fagunigan. Now let's take a Musa Haskell at this campfire. Now for some people, for a Goyish Velt, a belt that people have said lessons have become bankrupt. Nothing to offer. Because if you have every taiva and you're still not happy, it's a bank of world. Let's take this Aris Shraga, this campfire with us for Gansia. Let's realize what this fire teaches you, the beauty of something by other people is a churban. Somebody asked me today, going up the mountain, he said, how high could a person go? And I answered him, as high as you really want. Nothing is stopping you. This is a Gevaldig Lima that we take out of this Aris Shraga, this campfire. We realize the beauty of it. Let's go taka higher, higher. Let's go maila, maila. And taka, let's go to see an emissary time achayim. Amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com